Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, continue to be with you. Tim Berry is with us. He's the founder of Palo Alto Software. They're the makers of Business Plan Pro, and that's paloalto.com. Also, timberry.com, right, Tim? That's where you like folks to go and see what you've been working on lately.
Yeah, that's my blog there is now there, yes.
Yeah, so check that out. Also,
do a lot of things there.
Tim's new book, The Plan As You Go, Business Plan, it's a 21st century approach to business planning. I'm glad somebody wrote that, and nobody can do it better than Tim. Tim, we're talking about the three keys to getting your strategy organized or reorganized. We talked about identity. We talked about market. Now we're going to talk about focus. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I have a riddle for you. Which came first, the chicken, the egg, or the rooster?
you want an answer?
No, the reason I ask that, though, is because I struggle to make the point that with these three steps, they're really not sequential because they mix up with each other. Each one generates thoughts about the other two. And the third is, in some ways, a summary. The focus is all about doing fewer things better.
Mm-hmm.
And the key to focus is what I call displacement, which means everything you do in a real-world small business rules out something else that you can't do because you're doing that first thing.
You know, there's
so you
a...
You have to understand that. You can't do everything.
It's kind of an attitude, I guess. When you're, I don't have a yacht, but I know people who do. And when they buy them, and they're building a yacht, you know, whenever they decide to put something in, something has to come out.
Exactly.
You know, there's only so much room under that, on top of that keel, on top of that hull, and so if you add a dryer, then the microwave's got to come out, you know. And so that's what you're talking about.
That's exactly displacement, and the same is true in a small business. If you're going to do this new push in Facebook and Twitter and social media, you have to take the time to think, okay, what are we not doing that we used to do?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we adding people? What's being displaced? When I do workshops, I fill a bucket of water absolutely full to the brim and then drop a brick into it. And that's displacement.
Right.
That's what happens. And that's what focus really is. It's doing fewer things better because we know that these fewer things are going to be the key to our other two. It's identity, market, and focus.
Right. Well, you can't know what your identity is unless you're capable of focusing.
Yeah,
that's what you're talking about. And then the focus, when you talked about marketing, we talked about the ideal customer. You have to be able to focus on that person, on what that ideal customer is. So help us find a way to focus. How do we do that?
Step back, and one of the best things to do in this is a classic old-fashioned SWOT analysis,
yep,
as in strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And you get yourself alone if you're alone in the business, or you get two or three people, or somewhere around 8 or 10 is the maximum, depending on how big your team is. But even by yourself, you can do it. You just think in terms of a few bullet points. Strengths, weaknesses give you clues to your identity. Opportunities and threats give you clues to the markets. And strengths and weaknesses are internal. Opportunities and threats are external.
Mm-hmm.
And you do the bullets. You just, you know, by bullet points, you know what I mean. Here's this, 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 and this. And then you digest it, and it will lead people towards strategy.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how much of small business strategy, if you can go through just thinking about identity, market, and focus, how much becomes doing what, after the fact, seems obvious.
And when you identify your strengths and weaknesses, that's how you're able to determine which opportunities you can bite off and which threats you can deal with, and which ones to rule out, and which ones to and when to call in help, when to have to add new resources. It's one of the ways you determine when to hire new people, or
yes,
when, that kind of thing. Hey Tim, I got to wrap it up. Well done, folks. What a great discussion on strategy, identity, market focus. Tim, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim. Always happy to be here.
See you next time. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what we'd do without him. PaloAlto.com and also TimBerry.com. Don't forget to check that out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.